Greetings! Good morning and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. Registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, this renewing and healing system is really just the way the body works. It's business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, the longevity products, formulation, skincare, 866-582-9933 is your number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products, including my personal favorite, the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add it to water, drink it up. It's a wonderful source of the B complex. It's a great source of fat-soluble vitamins. It's great for kids. It's great for older folks. You can put a little bit in juice. It'll sweeten up the juice. It's got a great taste. You can beef up your smoothies with a scoop of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or half a scoop of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Get you some more nutritional value in your protein smoothies in the morning. It's $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results within one or two doses, and you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. And if you want to make some money selling longevity products or you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, head over to my website. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com, and somebody will get back to you with information about how you can join the Bright Side Ben team. That's brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, I want to talk a little bit about serotonin today. If you watch those silly commercials on TV, those cartoon commercials on TV about antidepressants, you would think that this stuff, serotonin, is a chemical that makes you happy. It's a joy pill. If you're depressed, you can just take your serotonin medicine. It'll make your serotonin go up, and voila, you're going to be happy again. On the other hand, if you go to websites like SSRIstories.com, which is filled page after page after page of horror stories about violent behavior and suicidal thoughts, suicides, murders, aggressive behavior, rage, and school shootings, all associated with SSRIs, even if you just read the papers and listen to conspiracy theorists, it's almost impossible not to notice a link between all of this unpleasantness and drugs that affect serotonin levels. So on the one hand, you got the manufacturers of these things telling you that SSRIs and serotonin kinds of drugs are going to make you happy again if you're depressed. On the other hand, you've got all of these suicidal thoughts and murders and rage kinds of behavior, aggressive kinds of behaviors associated with SSRIs. Even the package insert that comes with Prozac and Effexor and Zoloft and all the other SSRI drugs contain warnings from the manufacturers of the drug themselves. From the manufacturers of these poisons, you've got black box warnings right on the package insert about suicidal thoughts and aggressive behavior and side effects that you would never think would be associated with a drug that is supposed to make you happy and joyful. So if serotonin is the happy hormone that you hear about on commercials, and if SSRI drugs like Prozac and Zoloft are glee-inducing, depression fighting, happy drugs like your doctor tells you? Why is it that Lilly and Pfizer and all the other manufacturers of these drugs are warning patients about side effects like suicide and suicidal thoughts and violent behavior? Well, as it turns out, despite what you may have heard from your psychiatrist or your doctor, despite what you may have heard about serotonin being a joy and happiness hormone, the fact of the matter is that serotonin, while it is a nerve chemical and neurotransmitter, it's involved in far, far, far more stuff in the body than just brain chemistry. Somewhere in the order of 5% or less of the serotonin in your body is found in your brain. In fact, serotonin is found pretty much in all the systems of the body, including the blood and the skin and the lungs and the liver, the reproductive organs. But as it turns out, most of the serotonin in your body, some 95% of the serotonin in your body, is found in your digestive tract, where it stimulates digestive contractions. In fact, a case could be made, a very solid case could be made, that the drug that we know, or the neurotransmitter, the nerve chemical that we know as serotonin, is really a digestive emergency hormone. One of the main things that serotonin does in the body, one of the main roles, maybe its most important role in the body, is to help the digestive tract deal with poisons. Stimulating digestive contraction. Serotonin turns on the contractive process in the digestive system. Stimulating digestive contractions is the way the body deals with stuff that it wants to expel. Poisons. This is why SSRI drugs like Prozac are sometimes associated with digestive disorders. It's one of the most common side effects of SSRIs are digestive disorders, cramping, loose stools, and diarrhea. SSRIs are also sometimes used as appetite suppressants or as weight loss agents for this reason. SSRIs turn on the contractive process in the digestive tract, and this promotion of intestinal contractions in the digestive tract is a clue to the real true role of this stuff that we call serotonin. You see, far from being the happy, joy, glee-inducing hormone that the doctor will tell you that serotonin is actually an emergency response hormone. It is involved in helping the body deal with stresses, especially digestive stresses such as the ingestion of poisons and circulatory system stresses, especially bleeding. Hemorrhaging. The term serotonin actually means toning of the sero. Sero, S-E-R-O, as in the word serum, means blood, and to tone is to tighten. The reason we call serotonin serotonin is because serotonin, one of serotonin's main actions, in fact, serotonin was first discovered as a substance that is involved in blood clotting. Serotonin was first found in little tiny fragments of cells called platelets, which are responsible for keeping the blood from leaking. Serotonin is a major blood clotting, vasoconstricting substance. Serotonin is a blood clotting agent. It clots the blood, increases blood pressure. It's essential for preparing the body for emergencies. So not only is serotonin not a happy hormone, it is actually a clotting hormone, a stress hormone, a vigilance hormone, an alertness hormone, an emergency hormone. Serotonin's main role in the body is to prepare the body for an emergency response, whether that emergency response means emptying the digestive tract of poisons by causing intestinal contractions, or that emergency response is blood clotting to prepare the body for a fight or for an emergency, to prepare the body for a flight, for running from an emergency. Serotonin is a vigilance hormone. It keeps the body vigilant to prepare the body from some kind of perceived impending attack. Not only does serotonin not signal joy and bliss and happiness, but it actually sends the complete opposite signal, specifically one of preparation for the avoidance of impending doom. Any happiness that's associated with serotonin is a result of the body elevating the mood to prepare its owner for some kind of disaster. Serotonin tells the body disaster is imminent. And this is very important when it comes to some of these side effects that are associated with SSRIs. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 866-582-9933 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. If you like what you hear, we are here Monday through Friday on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products, including all the longevity products we talk about on the program, including the Ultimate Enzymes and the OPC Selenium and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite. You'll also find a Join Now link you can click on if you want to start a longevity business or make some money selling longevity products, or even if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, you can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, I want to continue talking about SSRIs, serotonin, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. These are drugs like Prozac and Zoloft. They're among the best-selling, most popular drugs, along with statin drugs. They are the top class of drugs being sold in this country and around the world. They upregulate, increase the amount of serotonin that's available to the brain. They're used as antidepressants, and many folks are under the impression that serotonin is some kind of happy hormone that will cure your depression. But as it turns out, serotonin is far, far, far from a happy, joyful, glee-inducing hormone. It is a hormone of vigilance and alertness. And this alertness impact, this effect that serotonin has on the brain's vigilance, is what accounts for its link to suicides and violent behaviors, which are really manifestation of the vigilance response gone crazy. Basically, SSRIs, which increase the amount of serotonin that's available in the brain, tell the brain that the body is under threat. Let me say that again, people. This is so important. SSRIs and serotonin tell the body and the digestive tract and the circulatory system, the blood, that the body is being threatened, that the life of the organism is at risk. So basically, when you take a drug like Prozac or Effexor or Zoloft or any of these SSRI, serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, you are upregulating the chemistry of threat and danger. In the short run, this may have some mood elevating effects, some antidepressant effects. One of the body's responses to emergencies is elevations in mood. We find this with cortisol, another stress-related hormone that can also improve your mood in small amounts and in the short term. This elevation of mood is one of the ways that the body handles emergencies, life-threatening emergencies. So when there's a life-threatening emergency in the short term, you will have an elevation in mood. So using serotonin reuptake inhibitors, increasing the amount of serotonin that's available in the brain, using cortisol as well, may in the short run improve your mood, but in the long run it will permanently upregulate the stress response system. In other words, Prozac, Zoloft, Effexor, SSRIs improve mood by upregulating the chemistry of threat and danger, which is most certainly not a good thing unless you are truly dealing with a saber-toothed tiger or some kind of life-threatening emergency. This upregulation of vigilance, this upregulation of stress and emergency and threat and danger chemistry is why rage and aggressive behaviors and suicide and suicidal thoughts and murders and rampages can be associated with these drugs that upregulate the activity of serotonin. You're increasing your body's vigilance, awareness, and emergency response. But serotonin is much, 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 much more than a stress management, mood elevating chemical. In addition to being a hormone of emergency, a hormone of vigilance, a hormone of awareness, a hormone of stress, serotonin is a fundamental hormone in the development of the aging response, the degeneration response, and the death response. It's associated with the development of nervous system tissue in the embryo in the womb. It's associated with the development of nervous system tissue in the child. And it's also involved in the degeneration of the nervous system in the elderly. It's involved in the maturation and development of cells, and it's also involved in the death of cells as they become old and broken down. Serotonin is an absolutely fundamental biochemical in determining the quality and the quantity of human life, and for that matter, for the life of all living cells, from algae to yeast to fungus to mushrooms to animals to human beings. Serotonin is involved in all of these entities. From an evolutionary standpoint, serotonin is involved in the health and the wellness and the development of all cells, be those cells bacterial, fungal, animal, or human. Serotonin is an evolutionarily ancient molecule. It's been around for billions of years. Serotonin was pretty much right there at the beginning of life, some 3.5 to 3.8 billion years ago. Every single living cell, whether that cell is a yeast or a bacterial cell or an animal cell or a human cell, depends on serotonin for its existence, for its life. In fact, serotonin may be the single most fundamental biological substance in all of life, which is a fact that should give pause to any psychiatrist or physician or patient who is thinking of messing around with the production or the processing of this super important chemical entity. If you're even remotely thinking about taking taking a drug that is going to mess around with your body's ability to process and manufacture serotonin, please, please, please think hard and long and do your research. Serotonin's diverse roles in the biochemistry of the body, from blood clotting to nerve growth to vigilance and awareness to the digestive system, all involve the link between the body and the outside world. Serotonin is involved in the awareness of the outside world, whether that outside world includes poisons in the digestive system, or whether that outside world includes emergencies or stresses, some kind of life-threatening emergency. Serotonin is a regulating substance that integrates the perception and awareness of the outside world with the physical body. And the brain is produced by the pineal gland. The pineal gland is the main structure of consciousness and awareness in the brain. The pineal gland was called the seat of the soul by the philosopher Descartes. It is the gland of consciousness. We'll have more to say about the health and the importance of the pineal gland when we talk about serotonin's child, melatonin, in the next couple of days. Melatonin is derived from serotonin. We've talked about melatonin a lot in the past as a relaxing hormone, and you can think of melatonin as being the opposing hormone to serotonin. In fact, if you're depressed, you'd be way better off using melatonin than you would upregulating your body's serotonin processing chemistry. Serotonin causes intestinal contractions and cramping. Melatonin has the opposite effect. Melatonin has a relaxing effect on the digestive system, and this makes melatonin, which we'll talk about here in the next couple of days, this makes melatonin a super important digestive health and digestive wellness hormone, digestive health and digestive wellness supplement that you can actually buy for $9 or $10 for a 3-month supply. Interestingly, the digestive tract contains cells that have a similar function to the cells of the pineal gland. The digestive tract contains awareness cells. The digestive tract contains cells that make the digestive system aware of the digestive environment. These cells are called enterochromaffin cells. That's spelled E-N-T-R-O. Entero means digestive tract. Enterochromaffin cells. C-H-R-O-M-A-F-F-I-N. Enterochromaffin. And these cells, like the cells of the pineal gland, produce serotonin. In fact, some 90% of the serotonin in your body, even more than 90% of the cells of the serotonin in your body, is made in these enterochromaffin cells. And guess what, people? There's a major, major, major link between mental health issues, serious mental health issues like depression and autism and schizophrenia, and your enterochromaffin cells and serotonin in the digestive tract. We will continue this discussion tomorrow when we talk more about serotonin and the SSRIs. We're coming back on the Bright Side with your phone calls right after this.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart. If you want to start a Ingevity business, click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. Or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. We're talking about serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Some $11 billion a year are spent on antidepressant drugs, on serotonin reuptake inhibitor antidepressant drugs, especially Cymbalta, which is a really interesting drug. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll tell you about this connection between the digestive system and mental health issues and why serotonin and serotonin reuptake inhibitors are involved in mental health. And I'll give you a clue. It has to do with these enterochromaffin cells. And also, we'll talk about how SSRIs and serotonin are anti-building. Remember, there's two processes that are going on in the body simultaneously, building and breaking down. build up, break down, anabolism, catabolism. One of the things about cortisol, one of the things about statin drugs, and one of the most important things about serotonin reuptake inhibitors is they're anti-anabolic, anti-building. Bodybuilders will never go near a serotonin reuptake inhibitor if they're serious about bodybuilding. And in a way, we should all be serious about bodybuilding. We're all kind of like bodybuilders, and serotonin reuptake inhibitors are anti-muscle building, anti-building, anti-life. And this is just a running theme in the world of medicine and the world of pharmacology. It's like there's a war on humanity. There's a war on our ability to grow and our ability to repair and our ability to heal. The statin drugs are anti-growth and anti-repair. Cholesterol is pro-growth and pro-repair. We hear about how terrible cholesterol is. The sun is pro-growth and pro-repair. We hear we got to stay out of the sun. And as it turns out, serotonin is one of the more powerful anti-anabolic, anti-building substances, yet your psychiatrist and your doctor and the medical community and advertisers and drug companies want us to take more serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, want us to upregulate serotonin, almost like they're intentionally trying to break us down or upregulate, increase our body's catabolic breakdown systems. We'll talk more about that tomorrow and in the coming days as we continue discussing the serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs and why if you're on Prozac, if you got yourself on one of these SSRIs, you want to flush it down the toilet. And we'll tell you some wonderful strategies for dealing with depression, and a hint for you, a lot of them have to do with your digestive system. We will continue this discussion tomorrow on The Bright Side. So you're going to want to tune into that, especially if you're on Prozac or Zoloft, or if you know somebody who's taking it or thinking about taking a serotonin reuptake inhibitor drug. All right, our number today, 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about the longevity products, about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, skincare, ingredients, something you heard in the news, something you heard from your doctor, 866-582-9933 is our number. Let's take our first phone call of the day. Let's see. Derek in Texas, welcome to The Bright Side. What's up, buddy? Okay, we lost Derek. Well, never mind then. Let's see, David in Texas, what's up?
David. I was calling about, you know, natural remedies for epilepsy and schizophrenia.
Lots.
Yeah, you know, I had a friend of mine tell me about his daughter's situation. I feel bad for her. I know, hearing from what you guys say about, you know, foods and raw vegetables, that's what heals the body. I told him, you know, because she's pumped on drugs, and I'm telling her, you know, I was telling my friend, that's the way to go, but that's as far as I can go, because I don't know.
Well, you know, lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, and you know what, I never try to bug anybody. If they're not interested, they're not interested. That's their business. Everybody, folks, everybody has a right to be sick. Everybody has a right to be unhealthy. Everybody has a right to be stupid. Everybody has a right to be miserable, and it's not, I don't feel like it's my job, and I don't think anybody, it should be anybody's job to convince somebody that they need nutritional supplements or to convince anybody of anything. If people are not savvy and sophisticated and hip enough to understand that nutritional supplement is extremely powerful, that nutritional supplementation is a wonderful way to deal with health strategies, that most of our health illnesses are really not health illnesses as much as they're the manifestations of nutritional deficiencies and starvation, at least from a physical perspective. If people are not aware enough of that, they haven't done the research, if they haven't participated in their own health, God love them. And God does love them. God loves sick people, and God loves stupid people, and God loves everybody. So I don't really feel like it's my role, and it shouldn't be, I don't think it should be anybody's role to try to convince anybody of the importance of nutritional supplementation. On the other hand, if somebody's curious about it, if somebody has an idea that there may be some nutritional supplemental strategies, some dietary strategies that they can use to improve their health, well, I'll tell you what, there is a million different ways that you can discuss the importance of nutritional supplementation to those folks who are interested, especially when it comes to mental health issues or seizure disorders or brain health issues. The brain is processing nutrients. It's burning through nutrients faster than any other system in the body. 25% of the sugar in your body is used by the brain. The brain is a nutrient digesting system, the most nutrient digesting, nutrient absorbing, nutrient processing, nutrient using system in the body. So under conditions of nutritional deficiency, the first system that's going to be affected, or one of the first systems that's going to be affected, is the brain, which means that as soon as you start to use nutritional supplements, one of the first systems that's going to improve is the brain. One of the first systems that is going to improve is the mental health system. If you're dealing with schizophrenia or autism or seizure disorders, all of these are brain disorders, at least partially brain disorders, there's so much you can do. First thing, and we'll talk about this tomorrow, is the digestive system. Just take seizure disorders, for example. Something called the ketogenic diet, which we've talked about a lot on this program, has been used since the days of Hippocrates, since the days of the father of medicine thousands of years ago. The ketogenic diet, or derivatives of the or types of the ketogenic diet, certain ketogenic like diets have been used for millennia to help treat seizure disorders. The ketogenic diet is a high protein, low carbohydrate, high fat diet. Some people say moderate protein, low carbohydrate, high fat diet. That's the first thing you want to think about for any kind of seizure disorder, in fact, for any kind of mental health issue. More protein, more essential fats, and more saturated fats like coconut oil, and far, 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 far less processed carbohydrates. And by the way, when it comes to carbohydrates, you want to make a distinction between vegetable carbohydrates and all the other carbohydrates, including fruits. So vegetable carbohydrates, you want to eat endlessly. Morning, noon, and night. You can't possibly get enough vegetable carbohydrates, and easy on the beet and carrot, which tend to be high in sugar, and go high on the broccoli and the asparagus and the cauliflower and the spinach and the kale and the more bitter kind of savory vegetables. Onions and garlic are especially helpful because of the sulfur and the selenium content. So lots of veggies. That's the first thing you want to do. Secondly, eliminate digestive distress, as we'll find out tomorrow. When you're eating the wrong kinds of food, this sends an emergency signal. This gives the digestive tract an emergency signal. When there's an emergency signal in the digestive system, more emergency hormones are produced. Some of these emergency hormones affect the brain, especially, as we'll talk about tomorrow, serotonin. This is that very fundamental link between the digestive system and the brain. You can read Natasha Campbell's book, The GAPS Diet, the Gut and Psychology Syndrome Diet. She doesn't specifically talk about serotonin, but there's a major connection between stress and emergency hormones like serotonin and digestive distress. So eliminating problem foods, this link between gluten, this link between grains, the link between dairy and schizophrenia and autism is well entrenched in the literature. Anybody who has a mental health issue, especially if it's a psychotic disorder like schizophrenia, would do well to stay off the processed food, stay off the corporate swill, stay away from the gluten and the grains, stay away from the dairy products. There's a couple more things I'll tell you about here when we come back from our break, so don't go away. Got a couple more things for you, David. All right? I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What is up? Welcome back to The Bright Side. David in Texas. Are you there, my friend? David? Did we lose David? David dropped off. Okay, David wants to talk about schizophrenia and autism and epilepsy. So, real quick, look for digestive distress. We'll talk tomorrow about the relationship between the emergency stress, vigilance hormones, serotonin, and mental health issues. Look for digestive distress. Avoid gluten. Avoid grains. Avoid processed foods. Use the ketogenic diet. More protein. So many ways you could go here, folks. More B vitamins. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Vitamin B3. Read Dr. Abram Hopper's book about vitamin B3, niacin, and schizophrenia. And then the amino acid taurine can be very helpful for all seizure disorder issues. Taurine is involved in electroconductivity, especially electroconductivity in the heart and the brain. And then essential fatty acids can be helpful. Vitamin C can be helpful. There's so many ways you could go, folks. Nobody should ever have to deal with a prescription drug, with an antipsychotic medication, with an anti-schizophrenic medication, or an anti-seizure medication if you make sure you're on a nutritional supplement program and if you make sure you're dealing with any kind of digestive distress issues. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it, David in Texas. Moving on, let's see, Nancy in Tennessee. What is up, Nancy? Greetings.
Hi. I had heard you talking about pregnenolone and DHEA for hormone.
By the way, hang on just one second, ma'am. I'm sorry. David, if you're still listening, progesterone and pregnenolone are also great for seizure disorders. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Nancy.
Great. Okay. I've been taking both sublingual form for about 4 years, but okay. I heard you say that if you have too much exogenous hormone, it can cause your body to not produce it on its own.
I have
an issue with, like, hair on my mustache and chin.
Okay, got it. Now, I'm not sure what you said. If you have too much what kind of hormone?
You said if you take it from the outside and outside.
Oh, exogenous
source.
Hormone. Yes. Yeah, sometimes
you
can.
Is.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes if you take a hormone from the outside, your body will sense that there's hormones coming in and it will downregulate the production of your own hormones. And that's why it's always a good idea to take time off from hormone supplementation. Now, hormones are not the same as vitamins and nutrients. Hormones are a completely different substance. And so I don't really talk a lot about hormones with the exception perhaps of these very benign and gentle steroid hormones like progesterone and DHEA. DHEA. You're not going to have to worry about downregulation of these hormones used as much. You may have to worry about it a little bit, and that's why you don't want to go crazy with these hormones. But you know, I wouldn't worry about those too much as if you were doing testosterone and estrogen. Those are the ones that you have a real problem with when it comes to down-regulating your own hormone substance. Also, growth hormone, which more and more people are taking. There's some literature that suggests you will make less growth hormone if you use an outside source of growth hormone. But I don't think I'd worry about that too much with DHEA and progesterone. Now, as far as your androgenic or male types of effects, you do want to be a little bit careful. If you're starting to notice that you're getting some of these androgenic male hormone effects, A couple things you might want to do. If you've got a high sugar diet, you might want to back off on the sugar. There's a relationship between insulin, the blood sugar hormone insulin, or it's more than a blood sugar hormone, the metabolic hormone insulin, and male hormones. Keeping your insulin down is a wonderful way to make sure that you're not going into some of these male hormone effects, the body hair and that kind of thing. Do you have a lean body type? Are you built lean?
Well, I'm becoming more lean. I've really taken control of my diet, listening to you and reading Mark Sisson.
Okay. Are you noticing that as you get leaner, you're starting to notice more body hair or more hair on your upper lip, that kind of thing?
No, actually, since I heard you say that, it's pregnenolone I take in the mornings. I've actually started taking it every other day, and that's my question. Is every other day okay,
yes,
or should I do 3 weeks on and a week off?
Either way. You know, there's no way to tell. There's no way to know which one is better for you personally. You're just going to have to see how you respond. But, yes, it's a good idea to take some time off. If you're starting to notice some of these androgenic male-like effects, that's like body hair or hair on the upper lip, that kind of thing, or breakouts or hair loss on the top of your head, then you definitely want to treat that as an indicator that you may want to back off on the pregnenolone or back off on the DHEA. But I'd also be watching my insulin intake of carbohydrates, fast-burning carbohydrates, anything that's going to throw off your blood insulin. That's going to be very important for you to watch. And then use some hormone-stabilizing supplements. If you're not taking 50 milligrams a day of zinc, that's very important. Anybody who's going on a DHEA or hormone replacement therapy would be very wise to use 50 milligrams of zinc. Everybody would be very wise to use 50 milligrams of zinc. Zinc's important for the skin, for the bones, for the brain, for the immune system, and it has wonderful hormone balancing effects. Same with essential fatty acids, especially the omega-3 essential fatty acids. I'd be using the omega-3s. And then you also want to make sure that your thyroid is working correctly. That's very important for the metabolism and the utilization of DHEA and pregnenolone and the steroid hormone. So if you have any issues with the thyroid, that's something that you want to think about. Get on the BTT, get on the standard nutritional supplementation program that we talk about here on the Bright Side all the time. Increase your protein and drop your intake of, assuming you are getting a lot of refined carbohydrates, you want to drop your intake of breads and pastas and power bars and snack foods and that kind of stuff. Refined processed carbohydrate foods that can throw off blood sugar and ultimately throw off the hormone system, the male-female hormone balance. Thanks so much for your call, Nancy. Hope we helped you out, and good luck with everything. All right, moving on to Wade in Texas. What's up, buddy? All right, so much for Wade. Let's take Jane in California. What's going on?
Hi. So I was diagnosed with cancer. I had a biopsy for the tiny calcium deposits in my breast.
Mm-hmm.
And today I go to talk to the surgeon who's going to do surgery.
Okay. They're going to remove the breast or remove a lump or remove what? What are they going to take
out? That's going to be, a decision after I talk to the surgeon.
Well, only let them take your breast if they absolutely have to. The breast is major hormonal tissue, and you will be throwing off lots of hormone functions with if you have a mastectomy. If you have to have one, you have to have one. But if you don't have to have one, don't do it. Now, a couple of things you want to do to protect yourself from breast cancer. The most important thing is work with your fat processing system. If you have any digestive issues, and most people who have breast cancer are going to notice that they have problems metabolizing or utilizing fats before cancer shows up. Essential fatty acids can be helpful, especially omega-3 essential fatty acids. There's a lot of wonderful literature about the anti-cancer effects of the omega-3 fatty acids. Flax seeds can be helpful for some folks, grinding up your flax seeds, although there's a little bit of mixed literature on that. But that's something you might want to think about. I would be using all the fat-soluble vitamins, but most especially vitamin E, which is powerfully, powerfully anti-breast cancer. 400 international units of vitamin E a day. Look for the mixed tocopherol form of vitamin E. Alpha-lipoic acid's got some wonderful anti-cancer benefits. The fact that there's calcium deposits in there leads me to believe you not only that there's possibly a problem with fat absorption, but there may also be a problem with the kidneys, or you may also be pre-diabetic. Any diabetes in your family, Jane?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Any weight gain? Have you gained weight in your adult years where you didn't have a weight problem when you were younger?
Not so much. No.
Not so much. Okay, well then, you know, more than likely it wouldn't hurt you to pay attention to insulin and blood sugar, but we won't focus on that as much if that's not as much of an issue for you. But fat metabolism, vitamin E, vitamin A, very important for the fat metabolism system. Use lipase and digestive enzymes to help process fats. Get yourself on bile salts. In fact, if you use the ultimate enzymes, you'll get lipase and you'll get bile salts, both of which are very important for fat processing. Get on apple cider vinegar. Make sure you're acidifying the contents of your stomach with the digestive enzymes that you're taking. You may want to also take lecithin. Eat less food. This is probably the single most important anti-cancer strategy that you can use from a nutritional standpoint, is reduce your caloric intake. And one of the best ways to do that is to make sure you're getting on a supplement program using liquid supplements like smoothies and soups, and a bone soup can have wonderful immune boosting effects that can be very helpful for cancer. Make sure, of course, you're using the bone from animals, from chicken and fish and turkey, that are antibiotic free and hormone free, bone soup, and then the BTT, which is also liquid nutrients. Anything you could do that will allow you to get nutrients into your system without imposing a caloric load is in your interest if you're dealing with cancer. Of course, even though you don't have diabetes or you're not pre-diabetic, which you say you're not, that doesn't necessarily mean you aren't, but if you're not pre-diabetic, even if you're not pre-diabetic, you still want to focus on sugar intake. Cancer loves sugar. Cancer hates oxygen. That means reducing your sugar intake, breads, pastas, and cereals, and fruit juice and fruits all count as sugar. And make sure you're practicing deep breathing techniques. In fact, you may also, anybody who's dealing with cancer may want to consider hyperbaric oxygen. That's high pressure oxygen therapy. There's also the Gerson therapy, which you can use. If you're interested in learning about some alternative treatments for cancer, send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and I'll send you a copy of Cancer Outside the Box, which is a 400-page ebook. I'll send it out to you for free. I'll send it out to anybody who's interested. It's a 400-page ebook with a lot of good ideas about dealing with cancer. God bless you, Jane. Good luck with everything. All right, folks, that's all we got time for today. Tomorrow we'll talk about serotonin and serotonin reuptake inhibitors and the digestive connection. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, or if you want to join me on my mission to help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, head over to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.